Brian Meyer, welcome back to our studios for our Press Pass conversation, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and let's hope for a good one.
Since it is New Year's Eve day, I want to talk about First Night with you, because you did a wonderful interview with Carrie Myers from the Independent Health Foundation about all the activities that are going to be downtown this evening for First Night.
And it should be pointed out that Carrie Meyer and Brian Meyer are not even distantly related.
I was going to ask you
yes,
that.
Yes, no, not even distant. We had a real fun time. We went all the way into Clarence to a workshop where a lot of the rides are maintained by Hammerhill Amusements. And some of those rides are going to be there tonight for the festivities. They actually set up almost a carnival atmosphere on the main exhibit floor. They've also got then on one side of that a music stage where people can sing along and dance and enjoy some of the entertainment. And then they've got a special feature stage as well.
And they've had upwards to 5,000 inside the convention center for this event in the past. Is that what they're expecting this year?
They're hoping for 5,000. They had 5,000 last year. And it's interesting because I know about First Night firsthand that this is the case. A lot of people are reacquainted with downtown on this special night. People who don't typically bring their families downtown, who come downtown for this event. And as Carrie Meyer had pointed out, one of the goals is to get these families to do other things while they're in the downtown corridor. For example, First Night wraps up its festivities by 10 or 10:30 with the thought that a lot of these people are going to go to the big ball drop, one of the biggest ball drops in the nation, over by the old electric tower. And the whole concept is to try to get these families to spend a few hours at First Night, but maybe also dabble in some of the restaurants and some of the other events.
And certainly important as they work to strengthen the downtown community and bring it back to life in those years where so many families made it a tradition to come downtown back in the, certainly in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It was such an important part of cultural and seeing
AM&A's,
the windows.
Yeah. I still remember those. Yeah, I think that many planners will tell you that it's almost a three-legged stool. If you want to bring families into a downtown core, you have to have three things. First of all, you have to have the events. You have to have the activities. You also have to have the convenience, and that's parking. It's not only parking, but it's parking. And, of course, First Night is going to be offering some free parking at a couple of the nearby ramps. And you have to basically make people feel comfortable, secure, and that gets to the public safety aspect. So it's that three-legged stool, and all of those legs have to be very strong in order to have a real family-focused success story in the downtown core.
And what about the safety issues? I know the Buffalo Police Department will step things up. They always do on that night, and there have been a few problems in the past.
Yeah, you really don't hear about a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, some people would argue that it might be more a perception problem in the minds of some people who aren't, you know, downtown regulars.
And they really do drive to make this family-friendly, because that's the whole concept, alcohol and drug-free event.
Yeah. And Carrie and I talked about that. I said to her, you know, so many people, I got two invitations just this morning, emails, and both of them said, come to our party, we'll have plenty of booze. it's almost a dichotomy, and I asked Carrie about that, because this is a drug and alcohol-free focus. Is that a contradiction, I asked her?
Actually, we really focus on families. So a lot of families with young children come to our event, but it's for all ages. And it's, you know, what better way? Independent Health is involved because we want to showcase to families that living a healthy lifestyle is the right message and the right place to be.
And so, you know, I think that's what they're trying to do. They're actually going to have about 600 pieces of art and poems from grade schoolers that participated in the contest that are all drug and alcohol free themes. So that's kind of an interesting twist to this year's First Night.
That's the first year they've done that, correct?
I think so. I don't remember any prior years.
And the other amazing thing that Carrie told you in the interview was it was possibly what they know of is the longest running First
Night. One of the longest. Yeah, it started about 35 years ago in Boston, Mass. And they believe that this is one of the longest running. They've been doing it for over 20 years now. And it's really certainly had a lot of success. And every year they add some new features. This year they're actually bringing in two entertainers from the Boston area. One is called Wade Live. He's supposed to be a wacky magician. And the other is the Red Trouser Show. These are acrobats that they just do all kinds of wacky things. So that should be interesting.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your In Focus interviews with us on Press Pass. And we look forward to 2013 with you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.